Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World. F1. Golf. Bob's World. Bob's World. Big Green Egg. Flip Flops. Bob's World. Bob's World. Peloton. Hispanic Girls. It's the Bob's World theme song. Now, here's Bob.
Wow, thank you, thank you.
I don't know about the unnecessary flatulence at the end.
I think the guy that did that just kind of gave up at the end.
Oh, okay.
Farted and fell out.
Brett was very impressed with the new Bob's World theme song.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
Did he feel like the guy hit all the key points?
Yes. After his big Scarface debut, his review or whatever it was.
Well, tell Brett to email us any more additions that need to go on those verses.
Yeah, because he would know.
Yeah.
He would know.
Maybe some behind-the-scenes things about Bob that not everybody knows.
Do we got to sponsor anything?
American Leak Detection.
Wow.
Did you see me?
Yeah.
Act like I didn't know if this segment was sponsored.
Major companies out there that are paying exorbitant amounts of money.
Get behind this freight train.
Meanwhile, the old pig pen and community quick hits just floating out in space, unfortified.
Your day will come soon enough.
Soon, little buddy.
Hang in there. Our friend Augie sent me a question for a future episode of Dad's Life, but it felt like urgent. Because we're headed into vacation season. And so he said, hey, quick advice, please.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a dad. I will leave out the adjective where he was complimentary of my dad's skills, but I'm not sure I'm worthy of compliments. But he says he has three boys, 14, 12, and 10. Any advice on good sports books they might like? Struggling to find something. And would really appreciate your counsel in finding sports books for the young boys. Now, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat here. That's a really difficult question based solely on the idea of, A, I know almost no 14 to 10-year-old boys that read books.
Mm-hmm.
And, B, I don't know how into sports your boys are. So, my quick answer is buy them some Sports Illustrated so they can read, you know, 8 to 10 page features on their favorite athletes and kind of take it from there, and then they're going to want to go play video games again anyway. Do you guys have anything off the top of your head? I mean, I have books, but the 14-year-old might be into them. The 10-year-old might be trying to figure out which base to run to, so I have no idea.
Honestly, I'm going to answer that with, that's the dumbest question you've ever asked, sir.
Oh, no. Why, that's harsh.
It's dumb. You know why? Kids don't like to read. God, they don't.
We want
them to, though.
Did you
like to read when you were a kid?
I did. I loved it.
In elementary school, I did.
But I would read
things. Absolutely loved it.
Like what you were talking about. I would read strange but true sports stories.
I mean,
Or the Ken Stabler story.
I read all of the Hardy Boys novels, every single one of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I read a ton. And I
read whatever was required.
Passed that along to the oldest. He read more than I did.
Yeah, and my kids, well, my youngest is a fantastic reader. The other two were good readers until they got phones, which is why the third kid is being shortchanged the phone very quickly. But, man, they're so into the Harry Potter stuff and all of the similar books that I just don't think sports books are necessarily in their game, but
the Franco Harris story, he'll love it.
The 14-year-old might like Friday Night Lights.
You know what?
If he likes football,
that's on my short list.
About to be in high school.
Friday Night Lights is a good one. I know this might be a bit.
Do they have pictures?
No,
I like pictures.
You know, all the ones I like. Like Loose Balls, the ABA story. I can't imagine handing that to a 14-year-old. Or Cotton Bowl Days, the story of the early Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Or Seasons in Hell about the early Rangers. Those are really good and easy to read books.
The history of horse racing.
Bronx Zoo is awesome, but man, I don't know. A 12-year-old might not have any interest in that.
Let me see if I can interest you in the Jim Plunkett story, the saga of a man who came back.
Yeah,
1981.
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry.
To the tune of my sixth grade teacher saying, Will you please stop doing book reports on quarterbacks?
From the 70s. Oh, Steve Barkowski this month. That's great.
Now, that book mobile or whatever, the little catalog you get that was maybe about 6 pages.
Yeah.
You'd order from that thing, and I always got... It was this sports book that had many biographies, and it was 4 guys.
Right.
It was always 4 dudes in the NFL, and it was like Jim Plunkett, Steve Grogan, Jim Zorn, and Franco Harris.
Yeah.
And you'd read every word of every one of them and learn everything that your little mind could grasp on
right.
these NFL greats.
Augie, I just...
Steve Grogan.
I think... Why don't you keep Sports Illustrated in business? They'll do a feature on Dame. They'll do a feature on Messi or something, and I bet you they'll like that. I don't. Otherwise, yeah. I don't know. All right. Went to fireworks on Saturday. Told you about that over at Clyde Warren.
Beat the crowd. Went early. Went a week early.
I did. And, you know, I feel like I'd like us at some point to get our rankings of, like, the patriotic songs for July 4th and, like, Christmas carols. I feel like all those get shortchanged when it comes to rankings. Because I was always a Hark the Herald Angels Sing enthusiast, you know, at church when we had to do Christmas songs. But I kind of thought Silent Night might be a little overrated. And, you know, I would always have these in my head.
Yeah.
But now the fireworks are not necessarily using the... What's the most famous fireworks song that they always play at D.C.? That one, and then... What's that one?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
But, of course, over the years, they've switched to pop music. And I was Shazammy, not that you need to, because here, Pot Me Up. Of course, this is going to be hot if we're doing... If we're doing fireworks, we gotta have all the songs with USA in them.
God.
So we get a little Mellencamp here first. And, you know, it's for fireworks.
Dude.
It's America.
Every effing fireworks show. It's the same crap.
I think it is.
It's never going to change.
You don't like R-O-C-K in the USA?
No, Danny, I don't.
What are you, a communist?
Yeah, I think I am.
Oh, there's a red one.
Oh.
Love it or leave it.
We're in the USA. Yeah, you gotta love it, I guess.
Okay, and then we go into another favorite that everybody likes. Let's see how long this one takes to beat you down. Ready?
This is the best one.
No, it's not.
Wait,
give me the Lil Wayne remix.
Is this Miley Cyrus?
No.
Oh, what's this?
This is the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, this sucks. What's the Miley Cyrus one?
Well, hold on. We got to go through the list properly because I was Shazamming my little heart out. Not that a lot of these need it, but...
That song sucks.
We went right
What's
in,
that song called?
We went right into this one for fireworks. Just you and Big Smooth going over there.
Good Lord, this is when... Boy, this is when I immediately stopped taking him with any remote element of seriousness.
You had to move on.
You've been leading to this, Lenny, but you're getting free passes on your crappy albums. Oh, really? Covered this?
Even Big Smooth went to the bathroom during this song.
Boy, I'm going to pee.
I mean, the whole video is with Old Glory behind girls.
Yeah.
Which, you know... Who wasn't taken in by the Stars and Stripes swimsuit?
Oh, yeah. I still love it. I mean, you can wear it all you want if you're built properly.
It's a true classic, isn't it? This one, I think, is probably the clubhouse leader and the best song for this occasion. I'm just going to say it. And it's probably... Like a house of cards. I'm going to skip to the...
Oh, is this Katy Perry?
Yeah. This is
Rocket or Firework. Yeah.
This one kind of worked. I can't lie. Even the most cynical had to like this when the lights are illuminated. In the sky. Like, she wrote a song for fireworks shows, didn't she?
And she's winning.
Yeah.
can't say I haven't heard this around the house in the last year. During workouts.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, workouts are a good sign.
This is a Peloton song.
It really is. It screams Peloton.
Come on, everybody. Let's get it going now.
Get up
Bob
the third.
In Dallas, go.
It's a planking song, too, I guess.
All right, so that one got the crowd going. But here's one I didn't know about, because if we were to make a ranking of patriotic songs that beat you, it would absolutely be this one for me. I want to just be forthright that this one beats me more than any patriotic song of all time. And I'm sorry. Maybe I'm a flawed guy. But if you want to just hit me right in the groin, roll out Lee Greenwood.
Oh, is this God Bless the USA?
God Bless the USA.
Yeah, it's the...
With just my children and my wife. My uncle would literally grab a boombox, unironically, on the 4th of July, and crank this about 20 times in a row.
I'm sorry.
And
they can't take
that away. And you couldn't really challenge it because the lyrics are, you know. I'm proud to be an American.
This is why I hate old people.
You don't get it, Corby. Well,
this is one of the that is truly one of the worst songs ever written.
I agree. However, they played a version of it Saturday night.
From what?
That your
Radiohead?
Boy, that your boy didn't know about. So let's roll that
a
one.
A British band?
This is where I really needed.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I've worked for all my life.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Beyonce?
Somebody is covering Lee Greenwood?
Why?
Who is doing this? It's Beyonce.
What are you doing, Baywatch?
Are you serious? God! Because the flag still stands for freedom. What a money grab!
She didn't have enough cash. She must be trying to nest some away to leave Jay-Z for Dingu. Well, at least I know I'm free,
and I won't forget the man. Why is this so much cooler than the original?
She didn't toot.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.
Never knew this. Never knew it existed.
Apparently it's like 10 years old, too. But I didn't hear it until the fireworks show. And I gotta say, she wore it better.
Did they play this? You can pull this up, Mino. Oh, this is an ad. Did they play this commercial?
No, I don't think they did.
Did they play Toby Keith?
No, they did not.
Because that Toby Keith song, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, you can pull it up now, is
American girls, yay, and American guys will always stand up and salute. We'll always,
man, I gotta stand.
When we, yeah, you need to stand. I can't believe you're sitting down right now.
There's a lot of men.
Lee Greenwood, Toby Keith, so freaking Bruce Springsteen with Born in the USA. They've ruined that song. They've taken an anti-Vietnam War song to make it like the most patriotic song ever, which it's not at all.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Now, I know.
This actually kind of rocks.
What, Bob?
We did
Homie, this is your friend. Don't be smashing him, man. This
yeah,
is
we
your
hang
bestie.
Out a lot. Danny and I did this at Summer Bash.
Oh, you did?
We should do it again.
We never did this.
Yeah, we did. Or maybe it was me and Jake.
I didn't do this.
I'm telling you.
I'm not saying I'm better than this.
Right now,
I don't believe
not
I
only you did this,
this,
you did this
when?
At the one up in Lake Louisville.
There we go.
You're high. Say it with your name.
How about when they just play the national anthem?
That works too.
It's such a give up.
This isn't the national anthem?
Well, yeah, it kind of is. Or, like, you're in a good groove and you play, like, Party in the USA, and then Miley's cooking, and then they switch to God Bless America. Like, it's just, it's all so ham fisted.
Well, you do your own fireworks show. Yeah.
And this is the best we can do.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's a look at your 4th of July music. Shout out to Beyonce for at least making that song.
Why did he hire George Lynch to play guitar on a country song?
Because he's Toby
What a douchebag.
Hey, easy. He is a dear
Nobody
friend.
Sucks worse than that.
They
guy.
Had one misstep. One song. The rest of his catalog is incredible.
Okay. All right. You know what? Pigpen on Thursday.
Yes!
What do you mean?
Here we go.
We'll run through his catalog and see how great it is.
Food in your ass. It's the American way. The sandwich you name at the top of his list. And the statue who sang it started shaking and
that's Bob's world.
All right. Sports next.